Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Changes in the gross domestic product are important indicators in the strength or weakness of the U.S. economy. When the GDP is declining, so is the economy. However, there are two huge financial factors that should be considered in evaluating the U.S. economy, but are ignored. The first of these is the annual increase in the net present value of unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, and related programs. As the newspaper USA Today reports every year, these unfunded liabilities are increasing by $3 to $5 trillion annually, amounts that do not appear in the financial statements of the U.S. government. In other words, the growth in these liabilities are not included in the size of the federal government budget deficit. When interest rates increase, as they did last year, the net present value of unfunded liabilities decreases. However, even at current higher interest rates, the net present value of unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare is around $100 trillion. The other massive factor is a change in the value of assets held in retirement accounts, which impacts how much of these accounts will be able to pay retirees. Last year, the wealth of Americans fell by trillions of dollars from the losses in stock and bond values. The losses to retirement accounts were certainly at least $1 trillion. This loss in retirement account values is almost certainly one reason why the percentage of people age 65 and higher who hold jobs has been increasing. It is an absolute indication that the American economy is declining. Yet these massive losses are not considered part of the GDP calculation. If the changes in unfunded Social Security and Medicare liabilities and the changes in the value of retirement assets, both having multi-trillion dollar financial impacts, were included in the calculation of gross domestic product, the numbers would look horrible, especially for last year. That is almost certainly why this data is specifically excluded from this statistic. Even though this terrible news is excluded in reporting GDP and in identifying recessions, it still damages your current and future personal finances. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.